I live for paradise, and life is pleasure. I live for pleasure, and life is paradise. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. I live for pleasure, and life is paradise. Can everyone live for pleasure and have life be paradise? The answer is very definitely yes. Everyone can live for pleasure and have life be paradise. Now, how do we live for pleasure? How do we live to enjoy life and have it always be a pleasure, always be a pure wonderment, a pure joy, a pure happiness, everything that is very, very, very good? How can we do that? How can we always live that life is a pleasure? Well, we have a little game that we play oftentimes. It's called Name It and Claim It. Name it and claim it. Name whatever experience comes along and claim it. Okay? We have every little experience that comes along. Let's say we've already claimed it. Now, we're going to name it. Okay? So we have an experience that is not pleasant. And it comes along and we have to face it, and it's not pleasant. It's an experience of a stubbed toe. And so we instantly say, my toe is whole and perfect. We instantly say, I have divine feet. We instantly say, I am always aware of where I put my feet. I'm always aware of where I walk and what I do. I am divine. I am fantastic. I am glorious. I am wonderful. I am good. I am beyond imagination. I am fabulous. And when we say that I'm fabulous, what happens to us? When we say I'm fabulous, we put a cause in motion of being just that. It's not that we are different or better than anybody else. It's not that we are taking reality and renaming it into fiction. It's not that at all. It's that, what is it that we want to experience? What is it that is important to us in life? Is pleasure important to us in life? And our first thought when we hear the word pleasure, it's got to be something illegal, fattening, or immoral, you know. And that's not true. That's definitely not true. What is pleasurable feels good to our senses. We feel harmonious with all things that are pleasurable. We feel joy with pleasure. We feel happiness with pleasure. We feel delighted with pleasure. When we can give another person pleasure, we feel wonderful about it. And when another person gives us pleasure, we feel wonderful about it. We should really take the time to look up in the dictionary and find out just really what pleasure means. Oh, there's a lot of negative connotations to the word pleasure, because that negative connotation is where we are doing something inharmonious for others and inharmonious for ourselves, but it feels good. Oh, like eating perhaps too much ice cream. If you eat too much ice cream, you can give yourself a stomachache. If you eat too much ice cream, you can make yourself fattening. If you eat too much, well, what's the word? The word there is too much. Moderation in all things brings about beautiful, joyous, wonderful experiences. Moderation in all things brings about happy experiences. Moderation in all things brings about the idea that all is good and very good and all is wonderful and fantastic and happy. Now, are you ready to have moderation in all things? Are you ready to say you live for pleasure and life is paradise? Are you ready to say, if you can make another person happy, that delights you? Well, keep that at home. If you can make yourself happy, that delights you. And there you have a double positive. If you can make yourself happy by anything that you do, any pleasurable thing that you do, then that is paradise. That is magnificent. That is marvelous. That is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Oh my, oh my, oh my. Yes. The word paradise and the word pleasure are often put together with something not too pleasant. And as they're put together with this, it's only because of the guilty nature that humanity has. I often say, if you say to a person, did you take that pencil from the dining room table? And, no, I didn't. I didn't even know there was a pencil there. Well, why do we feel we have to defend ourselves? And why do we feel that perhaps we're being considered as having taken it? When someone just merely asks the question, did you take the pencil from the dining room table? No. Why? Well, I put a pencil there, and now it's gone. Oh. Well, let's take a look. And so we go in the dining room, and we see the table, and there's no pencil on it. And then we look at the open window, and we see occasional breeze that drifts through the window. And then we think to ourselves, well, maybe the pencil has rolled onto the floor. And sure enough, the occasional breeze rolled the pencil onto the floor, and there it lays underneath the table. Now, no one took it. No one says, the wind took it. The wind took it for a joyride. Yes, but the thing is, there was no human decision to take it against someone else's choice. This is how things often happen in our life. We give them great credence for being and having attitudes about them when there is none. There is none. But just as we can give it power for something that it doesn't have, we believe it and experience the guilt, experience the unhappiness about it, experience the feeling of loss, the feeling of theft or whatever, we can also take the other side of the coin and we can say, all is in divine order. And as we say, all is in divine order, we don't know what divine order is or how it is or what it means, what it's going to encompass. But when we say all is in divine order, then our paradise is in divine order. Now, if paradise is in divine order and that pleasure is in divine order, can it be right in all of its measure? Sure. Is it right? Sure. How do we experience this pleasure at all times? How do we experience this paradise at all times in our life and in our experiences? Well, we experience it by putting a cause in motion, by taking the ideas, whatever they may be, and thinking about them and thinking they are very nice, and thinking that they are ours and they are experiences that we enjoy and we experience them all the time. Have you ever heard a person say, I'm really so blessed. Every time I turn around, some beautiful thing is happening in my life. I am so blessed. I live in paradise. Every time I talk to anyone, they tell me, you have the most beautiful home. You have the most beautiful family. You have the most wonderful job. You have the happiest family in the world with your mom and your pop and your sisters and brothers and cousins and aunts and uncles and grandfather and grandmother, all still living for you to share joy with them. And as the years go by, they live longer and longer, stronger and stronger, happier and happier in everything they do. And what a glorious pleasure you have in enjoying their company. What a delightful time you in your own personal paradise when you can spend it with members of your family whom you love so dearly. Oh, yes. As I start delighting in spending time with my family who I love, I have more time to spend with them. As I spend more time with the family that I appreciate and that I tell who I appreciate and whom I talk to and say, you're the greatest, you're wonderful, it's a pleasure to be visiting with you and to know you and to have you as my uncle, my aunt, my cousin, my grandma, my grandpa, my father, my mother, my sister, my brother, my kids, my wife, my husband, whoever you may be, your family. And as family, you are paradise. As family, you are infinite pleasure. as family, you are joy supreme, joy sublime, joy wonderful. Yes, as family, you are the greatest. Now, as family, can we all make statements like that? Oh, yes, we can. As family, we can all make statements about our world. I live for pleasure, and life is paradise. My pleasure is in sharing myself, my love, my joy with those whom I love. Now, can our family grow? Our sisters and brothers get married, and they have husbands and wives and children, and these become our extended family, and the family grows. Well, now, what about the mayor of the town? Is he part of our family, part of our community? Well, he sure is. What about the firemen, the policemen? What about all the people who work in making sure that my home is secure and my family is secure? What about the bank that takes care of all of my investments? What about the stores that provide all of these things that I like to buy? All of the wonderful foods and the wonderful clothing and the wonderful objects and the gadgets that are always so much fun. They're all my family too. And as I live in paradise in my awareness of them, I am having the pleasure of my life supreme. Everything functions, works orderly, expresses itself in its magnificent way, and I am so delighted. I am so thrilled. I am so fulfilled. But there's no end to my family. There's no end to my world. There's no end to all of the people in my world that I love and be loved of me and me of them. Oh my, how great it is to be me. How great it is to live in a world filled with peace and love and joy and magnificence. How great it is. Oh, yes, how great it is. And I am right there in the center of it. I am right there in the midst of it. I am right there all the time. Now, as I give joy and pleasure, and as I say thank you to myself and to my creative cause for bringing about this wonderful family, for bringing about my wonderful father and mother and sisters and brothers and aunts and uncles and cousins, my in-laws, whomever and wherever they may be. And when the in-law ceases to be an in-law for any reason, they are still a member of the family because they are the parent of my cousins and my nieces and nephews and whoever they may be. Yes, life is a ever-mounting spectacle of magic, of wonder, of joy, of goodness. And I am right there in the center of it, and I know it. Yes, I live for pleasure, and life is paradise. I live for pleasure, and life is paradise. Each of us can say this and know this and be this and delight in this, for it's really the only thing that matters. Nothing else on the face of the earth is of any consequence except that my pleasure, living in my paradise, go on forever and ever and ever and ever. And I am there forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.